Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Venturing Out Podcast. I'm Shane Trevino, your host, and here with me co-hosting is Erica Ginnivan. I am here with Sarah Gartner from Established & Co. How are you today, Sarah?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Yeah,
we're excited to have you here. So we kind of want to just jump into it. So you are the founder of Established & Co.?
Yes. I actually founded it back in 2017 in the Accelerated Ventures program, in the Baylor Entrepreneurship program. So it's really cool to be back in the incubator chatting about it. So.
Yeah, you were right where we were not too long ago.
Yes.
2017, that's very recent. So just tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Yeah, so I grew up in Austin, Texas. I'm currently living there now, so I've been there pretty much my entire life. Originally did not want to attend Baylor, actually. I had my eyes on UT, especially being from Austin. I've always been like a big UT fan, not anymore. But through like a series of interesting circumstances, I ended up at Baylor. And I honestly think I was meant to be here, something that God intended for my life, which is so cool. And I ended up loving it. I majored in marketing, entrepreneurship, and apparel merchandising. I absolutely loved my entire Baylor experience, and I just have so many good things to say about it, honestly. So,
yeah, that's so awesome. We love just hearing about your story and kind of how you got started here at Baylor and then launching your brand and your company. Can you tell us a little bit more about that transition as you left Baylor and started Established & Co.? What did that look like? And tell us a little bit more about the insights of what Established & Co. is.
Yeah, so I did not know what I was going to do when I graduated. I feel like most of college, I was kind of trying to figure that out. I was back and forth a lot on different majors and kind of different job opportunities. So my last semester, I was taking the Accelerated Ventures course, and I'm not sure if y'all still have that now.
I think we do, yeah.
Y'all do have it. Great. Okay. So I was in that class with my brother, actually, and we kind of needed a final semester project. And I'd always kind of loved like vintage inspired college apparel. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of the inspiration for Established & Co. So I knew I wanted to do something with collegiate apparel, but wasn't really sure what exactly. So the idea was formed in the class, use it as our class project, and ultimately we ended up getting funding from Baylor to incorporate the business and kind of start it up. So
awesome.
It was a cool little kickstart. But after I graduated, I actually was interested in pursuing other career opportunities. So Established was kind of a side hustle, I guess, or something fun that I was interested in pursuing, but definitely wanted to go a different direction with a more grounded fashion career. So I was pursuing other job opportunities at that time. So fast forward about 6 months, I guess like other professional opportunities that I was pursuing didn't really work out. And I kind of didn't really have any ideas or avenues left. And really Established was something that was kind of sitting there almost waiting for some direction. And so I just kind of decided to jump in all the way and just give it a try. So kind of a long story, but fast forward, it's been a fun and wild ride so far.
Yeah, awesome. And here just recently, you got an award at the Baylor Impact.
Yes. So I was recognized as a finalist for the recent alumni award, which was really cool because I absolutely love Baylor for a long time. My business was mainly Baylor focused just because we had a smaller group of licenses. So most of our apparel, most of our marketing was Baylor. And so I love the school, and it was really cool to be recognized for something. And I just love the idea of recognizing recent alumni who have successful businesses, because that's something I wasn't as exposed to as much when I was at Baylor. So it was just really cool to see the recognition of people who are leaving Baylor and actually, you know, starting businesses and creating cool ideas and following through. So yeah, it was a really neat experience.
That's super cool. Yeah. And it's super inspiring to students who like myself are currently going through the entrepreneurship program and to see the growth of where y'all have been and where y'all continue to go here on out. So I kind of want to rewind a little bit. So you said that Established & Co. started in a classroom setting.
Yes.
Did you have any expectation for that to really turn into something?
I'm going to be honest with you. No, I don't know if you guys can relate, but I think entrepreneurship as a major is, I think, really great, and we learn a lot in class, but at least in my classes, a lot of it was more learning about the concepts associated with entrepreneurship and not necessarily taking steps to actually start a tangible business. And so, honestly, as a senior, it was my last semester, so my expectations were low. Like I said, my brother was my partner in the business, and he's actually running a different company, and he was involved in starting that at the time. And so, yeah, we really didn't have expectations, but the great thing about the Accelerated Ventures program is when I was involved, Baylor was actually giving students, you know, a small amount of money to actually incorporate the business, which I think is great in pushing students to actually take that next step. So,
yeah, so you have a very targeted market audience, it seems.
Yes.
Now, can you help us elaborate a little bit more on that and how you were able to really get Established & Co. to start to reach all these people?
Yeah, so I would say we're a fashion-forward licensed company first. And so I really try to focus on creating new fashion styles that are trending in the market for you know, younger millennials, Gen Z, and we really focus on that spirit wear element, or what you might call tailgate apparel, which is really popular nowadays. And so our target market has really been college age students and then younger alumni. But the nice thing about our product line is some of that product does, you know, apply to maybe an older alum, or, you know, we do mostly women's styles, but, you know, our vintage sweatshirts, a guy could definitely wear. So, but I would say being super targeted, we're really targeting college women. So, and we kind of got to that conclusion, just seeing the licensed apparel available in the market, there just weren't a lot of fashionable styles available. A lot of what you see in the bookstore is like really plain t-shirts, sweatshirts. It's very basic stuff, which isn't bad, but I think the college licensing industry really needs to start to evolve towards trends because that's what's going to sell. And so when I started to see that gap, I really knew that with my fashion background and my love for fashion, I wanted to try to fill that with new fashion styles.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I think that's so true. And as a college girl, senior in college, I completely agree. I never wear, you know, things from the bookstore to games, but if there was something like Established & Co. that had something like that to offer, I would definitely probably wear things with Baylor's name on it. But I love that you found that market and you found that niche and stepped right into it with both your experience in apparel merchandising and then also entrepreneurship. So as you are understanding these trends now, looking in the future, what are some of your ultimate goals for Established & Co. and where do you hope to grow it and take it in the future?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think really expanding my school base and my license portfolio. So right now we have a great number of schools that we're providing apparel products for. And my goal is just to really expand into more of the Power Five conferences. I really try to get licensed for schools that have a really strong student spirit base. So Baylor being a great example, another example being Texas Tech or Arkansas, just schools that are really, they really love repping their school. And so my hope is to continue to expand to more and more universities and also to expand our product line. I think it's really important if you're going to be a fashion company, you have to evolve and you have to move with the trends. And so my goal is just to stay on top of that and to continue to create new styles that, you know, future students are going to love.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exciting for sure.
Yeah. So now that you've kind of gone through all those challenges and the beginning stages, what are some of the things that you wish somebody had told you? What were those obstacles that were maybe roadblocks that you had to overcome that would help entrepreneurships here at Baylor?
Yeah, definitely. So I feel like starting a business is not easy. And there are so many times where I've wanted to give up, move on to something else, take the easier route. But I would have to say that, wait, I'm so sorry. Can you repeat the question again? And then I'll like try to get back on track.
Yeah.
You're so good.
So now that you've kind of gone through the process and Established Co. is up on its feet and going, what were some of the things that you wish you had knew before getting into it? Some things that could help our students and give them guidance.
Yes, okay. Absolutely. So starting a business isn't easy. And I think when you jump into it, you don't really know anything. So you're kind of starting from ground zero, you know, with no knowledge necessarily about how to execute or what exactly are the right steps to take. But I think some things I wish I had known would be that things are not going to, I guess, go viral overnight. And I think we live in a very like viral world with TikTok and like, you know, just people kind of blowing up overnight. So I think a lot of people assume that that's possible a lot of the time. And I don't agree with that. I think a lot of businesses take time and patience. And so I would say to like young student entrepreneurs or, you know, even young post-grad entrepreneurs is just be patient. Know that when you're getting into something, it needs to be for the long haul. And if you're not prepared for that, then, you know, maybe that business isn't right for you. And just know that things do take time. Another thing that I think I wish I had known was that your real resource is going to be the people that you know and your network. I know that people say that all the time and it starts to sound like, you know, kind of cliche after a while, but the entire business that I'm in is licensing and there's a lot of revenue in the business and it's a really huge business, but the people is actually a very small number. So they're like the key people in the business that kind of make it happen, which is really interesting. And so relationships, getting to know key contacts in the industry you're going into is going to be really helpful. So you know, that's something I didn't invest in much in college. And of course, I didn't expect to be in the licensing industry. But if you know you want to start a business in a certain field or industry, or even for any job, it's really important to start networking early as like your sophomore year, honestly, to start to build relationships that can help you either get a job in the future or take steps towards starting that business.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I've seen the benefits. You know, I'm entering my senior year. I know Shane's in his sophomore year. And just the benefits of starting early, building that network and having mentors and people along the way to just push you forward towards those goals makes it a little bit easier. But one thing, I know you had a lot of support from the Baylor Entrepreneurship Program. And you mentioned earlier you had some funding. I know a lot of students here at Baylor are looking to find new ways to get funding to start their small businesses. Can you talk a little bit about what that looked like, how you got that capital, how you started, and kind of the process of that?
Yes, definitely. So in my case, venture capital was never something that this idea or Established as a business has really called for. So I was lucky enough to be able to bootstrap the business from day one using funds from friends and family, which is honestly the best route to go if you're just starting out, if you have those resources available to you. We are still bootstrapping the business, which has been really great. I think getting investors involved when you don't necessarily need them can be very stressful. It's just getting other people involved and their money is a completely different ball game, and there's not much flexibility. So you really are I guess you have a boss and that's the investor. And so I do think that, like I said, if you have access to friends and family as a resource, that would be my number one piece of advice for funding. I have not entered the venture capital arena or funding arena, and I don't really expect to do that until we're ready for a massive scale. But obviously, if you can get outside funding from either firms or individuals who have great connections in the industry, that's always a really amazing route. And that can equate to extremely quick growth and potential exit quicker if that's what, you know, you're looking for with a business.
Yeah, so a little going off of the how you got funded, tell us a little bit more. How did you market Establish Co. from the get-go? Were you using online platforms? Was it by word of mouth? Give us a better knowledge of that.
Yes, yeah, so I knew when I started the business that Instagram would be the main way to reach people. And I think there are other platforms now that make reaching people easier. I think TikTok is huge for businesses. But when I actually started, I knew that it had to be through Instagram. So I didn't really have an expectation for retailers, which is something we've grown to now, which is really exciting. But originally it was Instagram and then word of mouth. So the business started in kind of a very different light. It's evolved over time, but really targeting college students on Instagram was the way that I started and really where I've seen the most success to date. And I think Instagram is an amazing tool for apparel companies because you can target so specifically through advertising or just finding people through other accounts and like locating exactly where people are. I think there's a lot of power in that. So,
well, I think Instagram goes really good with even your target market that you are trying to hit, which is college students. They're very active.
Oh, everybody's on Instagram. So you've got to be.
I'm curious too, have you thought about ambassadors or have you explored TikTok at all? Have you branched out since starting with just Instagram to do other social media platforms?
Yeah, so on the topic of ambassadors, we have had ambassadors on every campus that we've worked with, except for our newest schools, and we call those our MVPs. And so we've been very fortunate to have great students out there who are rubbing our product on Instagram. I've tried to get a little bit more involved on TikTok. To be honest, I'm still learning how to work the app.
Yeah,
I'm probably dating myself by saying that. Like, I'm really not that old. Like, I'm mid-20s, but to have spent so much time on Instagram and then for this new novel app to come out when, you know, I have other things going on or I'm like so focused on Instagram, it's kind of a learning curve a little bit.
Sure, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So definitely want to do more with that. So hoping to in the future for sure.
Yeah, that's exciting. And then another thing I wanted to learn a little bit more about is what were some of those resources that you had along the way? I know you had a lot of people, a great support system behind you. How did you learn? How did you learn how to start this business from ground up and what were ways that you were, you know, researching and all of that?
Yes. So, learning for this business was literally, I didn't really know anything about it at all. So apparel manufacturing, I did know about the marketing piece. I did know about Instagram and how to market on Instagram. But manufacturing, I knew nothing about. The licensing industry as a whole, I knew absolutely nothing about. And so really, I think through connecting with people in the industry is how I was able to learn and gain knowledge. And then honestly, you know, different avenues, like I mentioned manufacturing, that was just really like, honestly, doing research on the internet and kind of taking a chance or trying something. I think a lot of learning is through experience and just trying something to see if it works. But a lot of it was research and just talking to people and getting their feedback and their knowledge about the specific industry.
Yeah, that makes sense for sure.
Yeah. Going back a little bit, I'm more curious to know, what were some of the failures that you had to come in order to get to where you guys are now?
Yeah, so a great story is when Establish & Co. first started, we actually intended for the business to be non-licensed, which means we were looking to not have to sign contracts with the school. And the way around that for us was to just create apparel that was inspired by Baylor, as an example. So not really explicitly stating Baylor on a t-shirt or Baylor Bears with the colors. So that would be infringing upon their trademarks, if that kind of makes sense. So our original line of apparel was actually just kind of a green and gold color scheme with bears or a 45 or an 1845. So when a customer were to look at the product, it would be indicative of Baylor and they would be able to tell it was Baylor product without actually explicitly stating it was Baylor. So that actually didn't end up working out for us. We ended up receiving a cease and desist letter from Baylor.
Oh no.
Yeah. And they were like, hey, you need to shut this down or, you know, call us and we'll talk to you about getting a license. So they were really nice about it.
Good.
Which is great, as you would expect Baylor would.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yes. But I think that was a big failure at the beginning. But what's funny is I feel like failures can often redirect you and point you in the right direction. So if something doesn't work, you're either forced to pivot or you have to make a change to go in a different direction to keep the business alive.
Yeah.
So I guess that's a great example of a failure that actually reshaped and redirected the entire business for success, which is really cool. Yeah, so I think that's a great example.
Yeah, I know that really is. So what are some things that like students can be doing now to help prepare for those type of leadership positions that you are running a company here with their time at Baylor?
Yes, definitely. So I often feel like leadership is something that's learned through experience and, you know, I know Baylor has great leadership courses. You know, I took a couple of those, but I have to say starting established and then continuing to push it in a growth direction and going through those challenges, I think really shaped me more in a leadership manner. But I think as far as being in college and when I was at Baylor, there are great opportunities outside of starting businesses that you can prepare yourself for leadership, including getting involved in organizations, as there are a lot of leadership opportunities, even intramural teams. Like, I feel like a team atmosphere, there are so many opportunities for leadership.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And definitely different programs, like what you guys have going on in the entrepreneurship program. I think Baylor does a really great job of setting students up to be leaders, and that's something so special about the school and the entrepreneurship program. And they really encourage students to kind of harness their ideas or their raw talents, and they really push and challenge students. So I think Baylor does a great job at that.
Yeah, building off of that, they do present a lot of ways to get involved here at the university and to get up into those leadership positions. But for here in our entrepreneurship program, I'm just curious to know, Sarah, because you've been there, you've gone through it. What is maybe something that you would tell Baylor or the entrepreneurship department? How can we be fostering our students now for further success down in the future?
So I think the biggest thing for me was being exposed to actual entrepreneurs, and it didn't necessarily have to be a necessarily associated with Baylor, but I think having guest speakers come in to inspire the students and to basically show them, you know, I did this, you can also do this. So I think my biggest takeaway from being in the entrepreneurship department was having professors who are real life entrepreneurs. You know, Baylor's a wonderful research university. Yeah. I love that. But I think exposing students to entrepreneurs with real life experience is very, very valuable, because it also shows the students that that's something that they can do as well. And those entrepreneurs often are great resources for students. My accelerated ventures teacher, when I was here at Baylor, he was a very successful entrepreneur, still is. He's one of my mentors, and he actually continues to help me with Establish. So I think creating those resources for students is really great.
It's awesome. Well, Sarah, thank you so much for joining us today and for being here with us. We've really enjoyed hearing your story and journey with Establish & Co. But tell us, where can we find out more information about Establish & Co. for our listeners?
Yes, definitely. So obviously Instagram is our main platform. So at Establish & Company, all spelled out, is where you can find us on Instagram. And then we also have a website. So establishedandcompany.com is where we sell all of our apparel for all our schools. And then you can also read more about our story online.
Awesome. Well, thank you again for joining us today. And I think we all got a lot of value out of your experience with Establish & Co. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you all so much.